The ticker in Times Square tells the story. The run-up in investment portfolios during 2013 has been dramatic, and most analysts attribute it to the work of the Federal Reserve. Peter Cardillo, chief market economist, Rockwell Global Capital.
Well, it's been an exciting year, and of course, you know, the markets have done quite nicely, and stocks have enjoyed a nice run-up, and investments portfolios are basically at their highest level. Part of that has been due to the fact that the government, central bank, has been extremely generous. They've put a lot of liquidity into the market.
The Fed has been a big buyer of mortgages. The Fed has been a big buyer of U.S. bonds, which has put money into the hands of the U.S. government, which then in turn spends it in the economy on whether it's individuals or contractors or the defense business or what have you. So that has been the overwhelming reason why there's been a tailwind in the market.
This graph clearly shows how the market rose throughout the year. But what about 2014? John Allison of Unio Holdings says the Fed reducing stimulus bond buying by $10 billion to $75 billion may have a negative effect on the stock market.
And as that happens, I think interest rates will continue going up, and markets have a perverse way of not liking interest rates going up, no matter how good the environment. So I see the U.S. as a bit of a mixed bag.
Most analysts agree that people should stay with their investments, even if the market goes down, and say it's a good time to buy. Professor Stephen Brown of New York University's Stern School of Business supports the theory of long-term investing in the market.
Anyone investing in the markets is investing for the longer term. So what happens, you know, in the short term, nobody can say. But in the longer term, if we believe in America, we believe that this is a reasonable way to invest your money.
The market and most investors do not like uncertainty. The Fed's recent move to trim the stimulus but keep interest rates low is an effort to reduce that uncertainty, support growth in the U.S. economy, and give confidence to the rest of the world. Bernard Schussman, VOA News, New York.